Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, good morning to you, and welcome in on this Thursday morning. Another gorgeous day we're expecting out there. And enjoy it while it lasts. We're going to get a little bit of rain on Saturday, just in time for the big No Kings protest. Dan, what do you think about that?
Oh, I can't wait. Where are they at?
Why would Mother Nature not cooperate with this bunch of left-wing loonies?
I hope it pours on them.
I think it's going to.
You know, and they have every right to be out there. I want to make it clear. Mark and I are not saying you don't have the right to go out there and protest anything you want. Do it peacefully, because you know some of these, they're masters at having peaceful protests that somehow burn down buildings. But you just know nationwide something is going to happen. And it's like they count on it. They hope for it. They, you know, in many ways, they encourage it, that it gets out of hand. So many lawmakers are just flaming the fuel here. And we also know that there's foreign and domestic influence in these protests. They are not organic, right? They all will have, you know, paid protesters at them, the spearheaders, the people who run the websites, the people. That is all paid for by people who hate this country.
That doesn't mean there aren't people showing up who aren't paid, but
no.
A lot of the prime organization is paid. And Senator Ted Cruz kind of made that point, I think. He's got a new bill out that would basically go after people like Soros if he's actually using his foreign money to fund these kind of things just to stir things up, because you know deep down that's exactly what he's after. Listen.
And you look at this No Kings rally, and there's considerable evidence that George Soros and his network is behind funding these rallies, which may well be riots all across the country. And Soros is writing the check.
Yeah, he wants to use RICO. He wants to change the law so that you could use RICO against these multiple groups that are getting funding from the same source, but they're not necessarily connected. And then you could use the racketeering law to try to go after some of them. If you want to organize a rally at the end of your street, feel free to do that. If you're getting paid by a foreigner to do it just to stir up problems in America, that's a whole nother issue. And by the way, Dan, the answer to your question is Keener Plaza is where the assorted fruits and nuts will be on Saturday.
Gotcha.
The primary location is down here in Keener Plaza, just down the street from Busch Stadium. So that's what they're doing.
All right. Enjoy yourself.
Yeah. Have fun. Yeah. And bring a raincoat.
Meanwhile, the normal Americans will be enjoying family over the weekend, watching college football, doing normal American stuff and not wasting our weekend. Because I don't even understand the argument. What the Kings think, seriously. There is nothing Donald Trump has done. I mean, they'll point to the executive, you know, the executive orders perhaps as saying, but okay, you didn't have a problem with it, Obama doing it, and you didn't have a problem with the auto pen doing it for Biden, but suddenly executive orders are a problem and you look at it as authoritarian? I'm like, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's all right when your side does it, but when Donald Trump uses the power of the executive order, you don't like it. Well, it's amazing to me.
Yesterday, they had arguments in front of the Supreme Court on this, the Voting Rights Act and the sort of discriminatory lines that have been drawn for some guaranteed minority-majority districts. And there were some great arguments made yesterday, not by sitting Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor or her friend Ketanji Brown Jackson. They kind of got chewed up. I thought we're going to get Shannon Bream's take on all that coming up here in just a few minutes. She's going to be joining us from Fox News Sunday, and we'll get the very latest on that one for you. But first, we want to get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist, presented by Rhino Shield.
The No Kings movement says they have more than 2,700 events planned across the country. And of course, here in the nation's capital, similar to the demonstrations last summer during President Trump's military parade.
Yeah. So they're back, baby. They're back Saturday all across the country. And coincidentally, it just seems to me it's probably likely the government will remain closed to give them one more thing to gripe about. And then they'll fix it next week sometime.
They want to give, who knows, billions of tax dollar payer money to illegals. They want to put illegals on health care. It can't get more mixed up than that. And then they wonder why, in case after case and election after election, they just keep losing.
Yep. Josh Hawley yesterday talking about this government shutdown and what a fiasco it is. It failed again yesterday. I think it was the seventh or eighth vote they've had. And again, John Fetterman and one other Democrat, I think, voted with him, and that was it.
If you're making $1 million in New York City, or more than that, you can afford to pay 2% more. And the reasons you can afford to do so is because that money will be used to better your quality of life as well.
Zohran Mamdani, the Zohan, is going to come and take your cash. He wants you to pay 52% of your income in taxes because it's the only fair way to do it. You have made too much money, and the government needs to confiscate 52% of it. That's his argument, and he's probably going to be the next mayor of New York.
And if you think it's going to stop at 2%, I got a Brooklyn Bridge. To sell you. Yeah, it's going to be way more than 2%.
Coming after more and more and more.
Yep.
And now I grew up, and I know, and I love people that voted for President Trump, but they are not fascists. They're not Nazis. They're not trying to destroy the Constitution, those things.
Yeah, that is John Fetterman. Last night he was on News Nation with Bill O'Reilly and Cuomo and the others there on News Nation, and just answering questions, taking questions about things. The more you listen to the guy, the more common sense that comes out of his mouth. You have to ask yourself, why is he still a Democrat? Why does he still support this stuff when he sees his fellow Democrats? Like, he has voted to end the shutdown because he doesn't understand the nonsense. But the other thing he's preaching about is what you just heard there, and that is the rhetoric and the actual violent language that his fellow Democrats are using in many cases that, as he points out, led to the death of Charlie Kirk. Listen to this. It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
And now I grew up, and I know and I love people that voted for President Trump, but they are not fascists. They're not Nazis. They're not trying to destroy the Constitution, those things. And that's part of another thing. I refuse to call people Nazis or fascists, or I would never compare anybody to Hitler and those things. And now that kinds of extreme rhetoric is going to continue. We're going to be more likely in resulting in extreme kind of outcomes and political violence and doing all these kinds of things like Charlie Kirk. For me, all I could say is like, let people grieve. Give people the space. I'm not going to use that terrible thing and that Pasek assassination to make my argument and try to put out my views. It's like, my God, you know, he's a father that had his neck blown out by a bullet. And now people have forgotten. President Trump was in my state, was shot in the head. And if that would have, could you imagine where our nation would be if he was hit in the same way with Kirk? We really got to turn the temperature down. And we can agree to disagree on these kinds of things. But right now, shutting down the government, I just can't take it that.
Yeah. You see, he just understands that we can be different on policy, but we don't have to basically lob lies. I think he's calling his own party out, going, you know he's not a fascist. You know he's not Hitler. You know he's not. Why do you promote these things that only dial up the heat and the hatred in America when we have to come together? We've got to find common ground here. And while I don't agree with anything John Fetterman stands on social issues, it's so good for him to be able to recognize within his own party the venom and hate that they spew daily and call him out on it. I mean, it's just amazing to me that he has taken – they hate him. They absolutely hate the fact that he's talking common sense and he's saying, hey, guys, come on. Let's figure out where we have common ground and let's work on that. And that's what we used to do in Washington.
It's enough to make me almost forgive him for that stupid-looking hoodie he wears all the time, for sure. All right, coming up, Shannon Bream for Fox News Sunday. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
The idea in Section 2 is that we are responding to current day manifestations of past and present decisions that disadvantage minorities and make it so that they don't have equal access to the voting system, right? They're disabled.
There's only one Shannon.
Shannon Bream, host of Vox News Sunday.
Yeah, we're lucky enough to have Shannon on every Thursday. Welcome back. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys this morning?
I'm doing great. Thank you. So were you there, Shannon, when Ketanji Brown Jackson said that being a minority in this country makes you disabled?
You know, I was actually stuck on a plane yesterday.
Oh, were you okay?
So as soon as I landed, my producer, who'd been in the arguments, was like, you got to hear this.
Yeah.
So I wasn't there, normally would be, but I got stuck in a trouble snafu.
Nothing like fighting discrimination by saying that the discriminated disabled was the word she used. Can you believe that she would use that kind of verbiage?
Yeah, and I feel like so many things are getting conflated in that argument yesterday about what the Voting Rights Act really is supposed to do and who does and doesn't have access. I think a lot of Black Americans would say, listen, we have access. We can go to the polls. We have our rights. There have been decades of fighting over that. And it's very unusual for anybody to claim these days that they can't get to the actual ballot box. I mean, it's a different conversation, I think, about congressional representation, and that's what this is all about, how those House seats are gerrymandered or districted. And can you use race if you're doing it to, quote, benefit a minority population, which in some way would, you know, these plaintiffs are arguing, would then be discrimination against those non-minority plaintiffs who ended up, you know, wanting to vote and have their balance of representation as well. So we'll see what the court does.
Yeah, Judge Sotomayor kind of got her lunch handed to her, I felt, by the DOJ attorney when she tried to make the argument that that white Republicans and white Democrats won't vote for black candidates. And he said, you know, the problem you got here is if you were setting aside a district to guarantee the election of a white Democrat, there's no way we could allow that. So why do we allow it the other way? Did I state that correctly?
I think that's the big question, is if we're going to say you cannot use race in making these decisions about these districts, does that mean you can't use it in either direction?
Right.
And I think that's what we're going to get down to, this potentially being a huge change to Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act, which there have been several cases in recent years that have kind of nipped at potential changes here. But this case, which, you know, was argued back in March, the Supreme Court said, we're not going to decide last term. We want you to come back and look at this broader constitutional question. They know this is a case of potentially great magnitude in the way that districts are shaped and the way the Voting Rights Act is used all over the country. Has it gotten away from the original plan and original aim, which was to make sure there wasn't discrimination in voting and in access to voting? So this could potentially be the biggest Voting Rights Act case in, I'd say, decades.
Shannon, you are one of the best legal minds in mainstream media. Truly, I love your coverage of the Supreme Court. Did you get a chance? Did you get a chance to review the Tuesday hearing when they were talking about the conversion therapy and the Christian counselor who's claiming her violation of First Amendment rights are being violated in states like Colorado? They're saying she doesn't have the right to give speech that promotes, you know, them staying in their same sex and helping them make the decision not to become transgender. Did that case, how was it received by the justices?
Very interesting, because it got into, is this a speech issue or is this regulating medical treatment, as states have the right to do? And one of the questions, I think it might have come from Justice Alito, was, okay, if somebody was standing outside on a sidewalk having a conversation or lobbying the public and saying, like, hey, if you consider this an unwanted thing in your life, this specific sexual attraction or gender dysphoria, you can change that. Could somebody on the corner stand and say that, but this person who is a counselor can't say it to a patient? And it raises all kinds of really interesting questions about, is this about speech? Is it about medical treatment? And why isn't it, if this is a very specific issue that the state wants to regulate, why isn't there a regulation in the other direction? Just like with these voting rights questions, you've got to look at the shoe on the other foot. What if you told somebody that they could come in and could counsel people, hey, you are a straight child, but you're interested in this gender dysphoria conversation or sexuality conversation. Let me help you see how you could change in that direction if that's what you're desiring.
Right.
But what this counselor is saying, it only works in one direction.
Somebody
comes to us, feels like this is unwanted and wants help walking away from it. We can't give them that kind of advice.
Right. They can counsel to support and affirm transgender, but they can't give alternative options in the Christian
thoughts.
Perspective on this. She was saying her Christian values were part of her counseling sessions, that she believes a God-based life is a better life for kids. And they're literally telling her she doesn't have the right to do that. They're revoking her therapy license.
Yeah, Shannon.
Essentially, I mean,
I'm sorry.
I think there was plenty of skepticism there from the court about what Colorado's done with that law.
Yeah, before I run out of time, I understand the president might attend the arguments on redistricting or on tariffs, correct?
Yeah, he made that announcement yesterday. And again, I immediately texted my producer at the Supreme Court, like, we're going to have to sleep there overnight and go into the courtroom at 4 a.m. It's always tough to get in there on a big argument day. We as press do have a few reserve seats.
Yes.
But when the president's going to be there, the security level is a whole different situation. So it'll be very interesting, because, you know, he's not going to be able to say anything, but every one of us is going to be looking at him as these arguments go on, to watch every expression, every sigh, every roll of the eyes. It'll be fascinating.
When will that be? Do you know when
it's November 5th. November 5th. And I believe it's the first argument, so it'll be 10 a.m. Eastern. Yep, right. We'll be there.
Shannon, thank you. We'll be watching on Sunday morning.
Have a great weekend.
Yeah, you right. too. Yeah, thanks, Shannon Bream, a host of Fox News Sunday.
One of the best.
She is great. We love having her on here. Up next, my buddy Griff Jenkins. One thing he's covering today is that Virginia Attorney General race that's heating up. We'll cover that when we get back here in a minute.
Well, some people have actually said I was the most qualified candidate ever to run for president.
In Kyiv, Ukraine, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. Along the southern border, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. At the White House, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. In St. Louis, Griff Jenkins, Fox News.
Tell me where in the world is
Griff Jenkins.
Watch your back.
What's up, buddy? How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. I don't even know where in the world I am anymore. I wake up, I'm like, am I in D.C.? Am I in New York? Where am I? Where are you today?
You're in D.C., right?
I'm in D.C. I'll head up later tonight, this afternoon, to New York, get ready to do the Fox Friends weekend stuff. But, you know, I got to tell you, I'm honored to be on today with a litany of my colleagues, not only Shannon, but I was listening to you guys talk to Brett Baer this morning, and I thought it was a great interview you did. And you know, it really made me remember, because you guys were talking to him about the government shutdown and, of course, the release of the hostages, and how much of a front row seat to history he has. And I thought, you know, me too. And in many cases, I was on the actual literal front lines when it came to, you know, things like the border and riots and hurricanes and the wars in Iraq and Ukraine and all that stuff. So great interview.
It's pretty amazing. And I have to tell you, I played that bite from Kamala Harris there where she said some people have said I was the most qualified candidate ever to run for president, because sources tell me that those some people might well have shared a spin class with you in downtown Georgetown at some point.
That's right. Listen, Doug Imhoff is, of course, the second dude, whatever his title was. But he used to do a lot of Soul Cycle, and he would ride next to me. And, you know, I ride like right in the front on the front row. The instructors love me because I bring a lot of energy. That may shock you.
I can see it.
And you know, in the early days, it was quite apparent he had no idea who the hell I was, because we'd be after class, he'd be like, hey, that was great class. Like, oh, thank you. And in fairness, he's a generally nice guy, but I think as the campaign got underway, someone must have clued him in as to who I was, because he became less friendly and didn't talk to me as much.
He picked a different bike in the back row and tried to get away from you, huh?
Yeah. I love, by the way, that soundbite you play, in that same set of remarks, she also leans into this, you know, saying it's in the closest election in our lifetime. And some that same somebody or someone needs to clear in and say, hey, that part's not actually true. It's the furthest from the actual truth when you look at both the Electoral College, where you lost every battleground state, and the general, which you got creamed.
Well, why is she allowed to get away with that? Like, if Walter Mondale had said, I just took part in the closest electoral election in American history, I mean, people would have laughed him out of the room.
Yeah, I have no idea, but it is interesting as she's out on this 107 days book tour. I saw on social media a clip where she was, you know, talking to the crowd somewhere, and the far left progressive folks turned up to heckle her and disrupt it. It's like, you know, that's just got to frustrate her to no end.
Sure.
Hey, have you heard anything about this military exercise they're doing out at Camp Pendleton in California, where they've got the liberals freaking out? They're doing a live exercise. And of course, they're saying they're doing it because of the No Kings protest this weekend, that they're just trying to intimidate us. But 15,000 people, including the vice president, going to be there for this amphibious assault that the Navy is going to put on, a demonstration. Have you heard about that?
Yeah, I heard a little bit. I don't know a lot of the details, but I will tell you this, that literally out in California, in San Clemente, where a retired Marine Lieutenant Colonel lives, who is one of my closest friends. I keep a couple of surfboards at his house.
Nice.
And as a retired Marine that works in a civilian capacity on Camp Pendleton, I have been going there forever because it's one of the best beaches in Southern California to surf.
Yep.
If you're tied to the Marines in any way, because you can park right on the break. And so
awesome.
We park right there. Well, now Pendleton, of course, runs literally from San Clemente all the way down to Oceanside. I mean, it's miles and miles and miles. And, you know, I can remember numerous times over the past decade when there were live fire drills.
Yeah.
And this may come as a shock to the far left protesters, but we actually need to do live fire drills. So when we go into actual battle, that they are prepared for it and they have areas for it. And so this is obviously going to be something a bit stronger than what we normally see, but it's not new and it's appropriate because that's what we do. Secretary of War Hegseth has made it very clear he is transforming the military, including the Marines, to be war fighters. And first and foremost, war fighters and nothing else. And this pretty much plays into that playbook.
Yeah, is that Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North you're talking about?
No, not
no?
North. That would be a bit younger, Samuel Pelham.
Okay, all right.
Served in Iraq. But I bet North could probably get me on base, too, if I could sweet-talk my way in there.
Well, and of course, Newsom is having a complete meltdown over it, saying they didn't communicate enough with us. We may have to shut down I-5 because of it.
Live fire exercises all the time out there.
Yeah.
It's just
and
all
jet
more
time.
Liberal... Yeah. Nonsense.
You know, they just a fear factor, right? How they can turn a military exercise into a crisis, right?
100%. You can on any given day drive from San Clemente south towards Oceanside in San Diego along the I-5, and just to your right as you're driving south, you have full view of the Pacific Ocean, and at one point a long sprawling mock urban combat setting where everyday Marines are training for urban combat because of the years of the Iraq War and Afghanistan, and they're down there doing that. I mean, it's just not no one's shocked to hear gunfire or things exploding.
So, Griff, before we run out of time here, I have to ask, you're covering this J. Jones story I saw earlier on Fox, and they had that debate tonight for the Virginia Attorney General's race.
Yeah.
And I think to myself, the fact that Dan and I were talking about this, the fact this guy hasn't been forced to resign after tweeting that he wanted to murder a Republican legislator and his two children is pretty amazing. And then I remembered Ralph Northam. Remember that? The governor in Virginia who was found in pictures of him were found in blackface. And he wasn't forced to step down either.
Well, and you know, I think so. There's a couple of things at play here. You shockingly still have not had, and no Democrat leader has stepped up to, they've condemned political violence, but they've refused to call for Jones to bow out. But looking right at you, front runner Democrat Abigail Spanberger, she has chosen to not do it. And in my theory, both in the Northam and then now in this, is that, you know, this early voting in Virginia had already begun when this broke. And so you can't, if Jones bows out, there's no way to just replace him with another person on the ticket because the early voting's already started. And I was pointing that out in my head, more than 557,000 Virginians have already cast ballots. But I do think in the hit I did for Fox and Friends, literally, as I'm sitting in the chair, seconds before I went on the air, I get Spanberger's press release that Obama endorsed her, and Obama is appearing in two statewide TV ads that start running today.
Wow.
Now, it's interesting to me because Spanberger has a 10-point lead, 52-42, over Winsome Earle Seals. That's a pretty comfortable lead, 10 points right now. So when I look at the Obama endorsement, which is feels like a little bit of a closer because we're less than 3 weeks out from the election, I would tell you this. If you know, if Spanberger wants to tell me she's worried about losing the election because of her Attorney General Jay Jones's texting scandal without actually telling me directly, have Barack Obama, who won Virginia handily twice, to come in at the last minute and try and seal it. But it'll be interesting. I'd love to ask Barack Obama if he'll endorse Jay Jones as well.
Yeah, that's a great question. All right, we'll let you go, my friend. Thank you as always.
Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
You too, buddy. You bet. Griff Jenkins there live from D.C. today.
And you'll see him on the D.C. Fox News weekend show.
Yep, as the new co-anchor down there. That's right. All right, we're going to get to a quick break. We'll be back in just a minute.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Petition seeks to repeal the map just approved by Missouri's Republican-led legislature and signed by Governor Kehoe. They'll need 5% of voters from 6 of the 8 districts to sign it in order to make the November 2026 ballot. Attorney General Hanaway explained her suit, releasing a statement saying that the Constitution entrusts congressional redistricting to the people's elected legislature, not to activist organizations bankrolled by undisclosed donors. If allowed to proceed, this effort would destroy faith in our elections and set a dangerous precedent for where outside interests could override constitutional order.
So there you hear a couple stories here. Number one, in case you missed it, the Secretary of State yesterday approved a petition by people who want to put on the ballot a repeal of the redistricting. They want it to be voted on by the people next November whether or not Missouri expands District 5, Emanuel Cleaver's district. I mean, it's already done now, but they want to basically put it on there. And Catherine Hanaway says you can't do that. She's gone to court to try to block this. But they are now starting to get – they're now legally allowed to gather petitions. Okay. They have until December sometime to get the number of signatures they need. They claim they've already got 100,000 signatures. Denny Hoskins says, well, that's nice, but no signature gathered before I approve this is valid.
Start
over. So now they got to start over. They're disputing that as well. Like, there's nothing these people won't dispute. So they're disputing that as well, and they're going to be out there trying to get you to sign a petition that would put on the ballot something that would challenge redistricting. The left is in complete panic mode. Their years and years and years of gerrymandering in all these big blue states has backfired on them because they backed themselves into a corner. There's nowhere else for them to go. And if this Voting Rights Act gets changed and they have to give up all of those forced minority-majority districts in the South where they've pigeonholed a tiny little area just so they know they'll be guaranteed to elect a minority there, the Republicans could pick up 19 or 20 seats in the House in the midterm elections.
And the Supreme Court, of course, heard that hearing yesterday on that very issue.
Right.
And they're leaning, I think, to say you can't use race as a reason for your redistricting boundaries.
The challenges with it is that if they don't release this decision until next June, then you're within 4 or 5 months of the election.
Yeah, you're right.
And getting redistricting changed that quickly will be a little bit of a challenge. So I don't know if that plays into when the court releases this decision or not.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see where it lands, for sure.
You know, it's funny. We've got one of our trolls on the YouTube page this morning has been alleging, along with Gavin Newsom, as the president calls him, that the military is about to bomb civilians in Southern California.
LA Times headline, I-5 may be shut down due to concerns over live fire military event at Camp Pendleton. I mean, this goes on every day. You heard Griff Jenkins, who surfs a lot out
yes.
there, and he says there are live demonstrations, live ammo, all day, every day at camp. It's a training ground for SEALs and Marines and Navy officers, and as well as for their naval, what do you call them? The sailors.
The sailors yeah, yeah.
all train there. So
yeah.
This exercise, by the way, is part of the celebration of the 250th anniversary of the Marines. 15,000 people are there to witness this amphibious assault, and they're going to have, you know, live mortar rounds going off. I mean, not live, not bombs, but the mortars
right,
themselves.
Right.
Right.
The left is trying to claim this in the newspaper that it's all it's all designed to line up with No King's Day protests
to intimidate
people. It's not like he's bombing the central square where they're going to be gathered. I mean, it's on the military base. There won't be any No King's protests on the military base. I'll guarantee you that. Never. Every day is something new to talk about. And tomorrow, Dan is going to move over into this chair and run the show because I'm taking a couple days off to take my daughter on a college visit.
And it's going to be Free Phone Friday. I need everybody listening to help out. Call up. We're going to have a lot of conversations about it because I need help. So.
No, you don't. It'll be great. All right. Well, have a great Thursday. We'll see you back here tomorrow morning at 5 a.m.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.